A veterinary tranquilizer being used as a cutting agent in other controlled substances has been linked to a higher risk of overdose, and legislation signed into law earlier this year created criminal penalties for the possession and dealing of xylazine. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports some advocates say people who need to be connected to treatment might face incarceration instead.
The presence of xylazine didn't have the same criminal liability that substances like fentanyl had, because it wasn't considered a controlled substance. The new law closed what some lawmakers called a loophole. Zach Stock serves as legislative counsel for the Indiana Public Defender Council. He says the law identifies a problem, but criminalization alone hasn't worked historically.
We need to leverage the criminal justice system for providing the treatment and the conditions necessary to get better, not just warehousing them in jails and in prisons.
Stock says the new law opposes a key section of the Indiana Constitution, that the penal code should be founded on the principles of reformation. He says treatment and harm reduction need to be included. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.